Mr. Stagg, agenda item number six, Upper Brandon Plantation.
Yes, sir.
Morning.
This is an application from Upper Brandon Plantation requesting authorization to construct three stone breakwater structures with beach nourishment and appropriate wetland plantings, and also to place some riprap revetment along the shoreline within and adjacent to the James River. This project is adjacent to the Upper Brandon Conference Center and Sporting Lodge, which is located at Upper Brandon Plantation in Spring Grove, Virginia. The commission will be acting as both the Wetlands Board and for the subaqueous components, since Prince George County has not adopted the Wetlands Ordinance. That said, the project is located at Upper Brandon Plantation along the James River. Lower Brandon Plantation is to the southeast, another plantation area. Plantation itself is located generally in this area, the plantation buildings, but there is a conference center located at this location to the west along the shoreline with two conference buildings and a pier, and this is used by the plantation for meetings and hunting excursions and that type of thing. You'll see a picture of it in a moment. The applicant did apply to address an ongoing erosion problem along this section of the James. One of the structures is relatively close to the shoreline, and they wish to protect this area that's been eroding over a number of years. The main source of erosion here appears to be boat and barge traffic that goes up and down the James River up to Richmond and other locations along the river. The channel is fairly far offshore, but this is a long, straight reach of the James River, so the ships do go through here at probably the maximum speed they can, and it creates quite a wake when they go through. There's some storm, you know, issues here, too, during storm events and flood events when there's a big flow from the river downstream. Again, this is a blown-out version. This is James River heading to Richmond. Again, the Upper Plantation property includes this large portion of property here, including a large marsh area. Lower Brandon Plantation is down in this area. Again, the project is located approximately at this location along the James. And this is an aerial photograph of the same general area. Again, Upper Plantation. The area of concern is right here, and again, this is Lower Brandon Plantation is down in this area. This general area is Spring Grove area of County. The project does involve construction of three 20-foot wide riprap breakwaters with a crest elevation of approximately 2 feet above mean high water, some back sand fill, and also riprap revetment along the shoreline immediately adjacent to one of the structures where the most scarp is and the most erosion is occurring. We did receive the application in the end of December. We subjected it to our normal public interest review. We did hold a public hearing here at the main office last Friday, and the only error in your eval is it does say that it was attended by the applicant, the agent, and myself, and has actually only attended by the agent and myself, but this eval was written before the meeting. I assumed the applicant might come, but they did not. I did meet on site with the agent and the a representative for the applicant, the manager for the plantation on site. No one else attended that meeting, so there was no opposition at that public hearing, and that served the public hearing requirement for the Wetlands Board portion of the project. So these are some quick ground shots. This is looking upriver. This is standing on the existing pier at the structure, and it's kind of dark here, but this is a low shoreline area where the first breakwater would be located. Now we're panning around to the left, and so we're going heading up downstream now as we go around. This is the building I referenced. There's another building behind this one that you can't see. The distance here is pretty close, and as you can see, there's a couple of trees here that, you know, are in imminent danger of taking another big chunk of the bank off. This would be the location of the riprap revetment along this shoreline, which would be in the Wetlands Board jurisdictional area, and then another breakwater would be offshore here, directly in front of the building. This is continuing to look more downstream. Again, you can see it's a fairly steep bank here, and there's some other infrastructure as you go this direction, and then a final shot panning continuing that way. The other breakwater would be out in this location, protecting this section of the shoreline. I believe there's a strategic plan to possibly do more structures as you go towards the plantation itself, and we may see those in the future, but this is the extent of the current project. To install these, they will remove a section of the pier to put this breakwater in and reinstall it, but generally this is the location of the three structures. Again, the lodge is here. The other lodge building is in this location. This would be the riprap revetment, and these would be the three breakwater structures. It will be backfill and appropriate wetland plantings, and with rural crop permit condition, they'd be monitored for 3 years. Again, another view. And this is the cross-section view, again, with the breakwater as the fill material. They will be sloping the bank back where the revetment is and benching it and then moving it back. So when they're finished, the top of the bank is going to be pretty close to the structure, but it should be stabilized and take care of the problems they have here. We did subject it to public interest review. It was determined it does not need a DEQ water quality permit, and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science and their shoreline report indicated that this basically was an appropriate structure for this area. They did recommend grading the bank and vegetating, which is part of the plan. So in summary, the proposed project does appear to properly address an ongoing and serious erosion issue along this reach of the shoreline and should provide protection of upland infrastructure assets. Staff does recommend approval of the project as requested, with a royalty of $210 for the breakwater fill over 4,200 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottomland at a rate of 5 cents per square foot, with the permit condition that all wetland plantings be monitored for a period of 3 years and such plantings be replaced as needed during that monitoring period during the appropriate planting season. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I believe the agent is here today if you have specific questions that I cannot answer.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Any questions to Mr. Stagg? Thank you, sir. Is the applicant here or represented? You hereby swear the testimony you give here today will leave the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you got?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Jeff Watkins. I'm the agent and the contractor for this project. I ask that you approve it as submitted, but I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody else wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Ms. Neal.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.